You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's your sis, finally back with a new segment for you guys. I know it's been a hot sec, but honestly, life has been kind of wild lately. I've been really busy, busier than I ever remember being. Maybe before COVID I was this busy, but I don't know. Things have just gotten kind of crazy. I was in Europe last month, which was super exciting. Spent like a week and a half there with my boyfriend, which was amazing. Went to Paris, almost got stuck there. I should probably just do a whole segment on that. And then I went to Italy, which made it super, super painful to return back here to the food we have in America. I'm sorry, guys, but the food there is just so much better. I'm actually not sorry at all. I honestly should just do a whole Europe segment about my favorite parts of that trip. But today we're going over music. I'm really excited to share with you guys what I've been listening to. I do have a lot planned for the end of this year that I hopefully will get to, and then a ton planned for next year. I'm really excited about potential new guests and things that are in the works right now. So bear with me as I tell you all about the music I've been listening to for the past couple of months. There's a lot to catch you guys up on, so let's just jump right into it. Well, first and foremost, we have to talk about 1989, Taylor's version, of course, and the new Vault tracks, which I am obsessed with. That album, I still think, is my favorite album that she's ever released. I'm just going to be honest here. It's a toss-up between 1989 and Reputation. For me, I can listen to Reputation at any point, like driving, working out. It's just a great album. And I love every single song on that album. Whereas 1989, I feel like, was just the peak of songwriting and production. I know so many people will say it's Evermore or Folklore, but for me, it was really 1989, and that is still the best concert I've ever been to. I honestly want to do a segment about the 1989 tour. I don't even remember half of it other than leaving there thinking that the whole thing was a dream. But I was so excited for this album to be re-recorded and come out. And I do want to tell you guys what my favorite Vault tracks were. I'm going to give you my top two. Say Don't Go, which honestly I feel like is kind of rare. I feel like a lot of people were putting that towards the bottom of their list. But I really loved that song, and it was my favorite of the Vault tracks. And then my second favorite, Is It Over Now? And obviously everyone loves this song because it's about Harry Styles, also because it's an amazing song. I feel bad for Harry. The man's got a shaved head right now. I don't know if that was the aftermath of this song coming out or if he was just going through it. I don't really know if I love it either, but again, that could be a whole other segment, so we're just gonna keep going on with the music here. So for me, those are the two standout tracks. Obviously, this album came out a long time ago, almost 10 years ago. For me, some of my favorites on that original album, and then obviously the ones that were re-recorded, New Romantics, Clean, Wildest Dreams, pretty much the whole album, but those are some of my favorites. Who else have I been listening to recently? I gotta say, Tori Kelly's album, Tori, is just a masterpiece, and I've been listening to that a ton still ever since it came out. On my November playlist, I still have Missing You, the R&B edit, which if you haven't heard, you should totally go listen to that. I've been listening to the band Camino a lot. I feel like I go in and out of phases where I'm like only listening to them or listening to them a ton, and then I don't listen to them for a while, but I'm back on that phase of the band Camino. So really listening to Novocaine. If you have not heard of them, please go check them out. I've also been getting into Cold War Kids. I don't know if you guys know them. I just really like their vibe, and their music's really different. So Run Away With Me, that was the first song that I really got into, and now I've been listening to a bunch of their stuff. So if you haven't heard of them, go check them out. Obviously, Hozier, however you guys pronounce it. I feel like there's still an ongoing debate about this, but his new album, or I should say the album that came out this summer, Unreal Unearth, it's definitely another masterpiece, and something that I'm still listening to, Francesca and First Time. But that man is simply a genius, so just go listen to that whole album and thank me later. Obviously, still listening to my girl Nessa Barrett, Sick of Myself, and then a really, really sweet song, Club Heaven, about Cooper, Nessa's best friend that passed away. Definitely listening to her a ton still, and those are the two newer ones that have come out that I've been listening to. Tate McRae, guys, Greedy taking the number one spot over Taylor for like a hot sec totally blew me away, and she's going on tour. She's got a new album coming out next month, so I'm definitely going to want to go over that with you guys, but really excited for her. She's just popping off. And going off of that, some other honorable mentions. I love that Meg Thee Stallion is like back in her element. Love the new song Cobra. Been listening to it a lot. It's a little dark, but the rap and rhythm on that song, 10 out of 10. So loving that one. Was listening to Doja Cat a little bit. Agora Hills. I like that. I don't know if I'm like totally vibing with like the little voice memo things that are going on in that song, but you know what? It's a good one, so I've been listening to it a lot. And I obviously have to give a huge shout out to the Snooze remix, the acoustic version with Justin Bieber. I love that song so much. I still love that song, and I didn't think I could love it anymore. And then, of course, my number one artist hops on that track and makes it somehow even better. So I've been listening to that a ton. And I honestly found some new artists recently that I've been listening to. Call Me Loop. I don't know if you guys have heard of her. She's really cool and her music is amazing. So I've been listening to her recently. And then in terms of what came out today, if you're listening another day, today means November 10th. What I have been listening to so far hasn't blown me away, but I did pick up three new songs out of like New Music Friday in my release radar. Houdini by Dua Lipa. Thank God she is back. We were in a Dua Lipa drought and she needs to go back on tour because that was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. So that girl needs to return to the United States if she's not already here. I have no idea what she's doing, honestly. I was listening to Dance the Night like too much for it to be a soundtrack song. That's how desperate I was for a new Dua Lipa song. And then the other songs I grabbed were Strong Enough by Jonas Brothers and Bailey Zimmerman. I've never heard of Bailey, but I really like his voice, and I think this is another bop by the Joe Bros. Excited to see them next month again. So that's something for me to look forward to and would love to update you guys about that. And then Northern Attitude with Hozier by Noah Kahan. Another great song, more on the chill side, but I really like that one as well. And don't think I forgot to talk about Revamped by Demi Lovato, aka the majority of my workout playlist at this point. This album, the re-recording of it, blew me away. And trust me, I'm typically impressed with re-recordings, but this was crazy because of the features, because of the added production. I really, really love this album, and I'm hoping that she tours it. I know it's just obviously re-records, but I think the rock version of these songs would just be killer to see, like, as a complete show live. So out of this, my favorite, my number one, is definitely Neon Lights with The Main. I love The Main. I should have probably talked about them too, because I've been listening to them a ton. I'm hoping to see them next month. But this version of Neon Lights, which was already a favorite of mine before it was re-recorded, blew me away between the production. I gotta shout out the drums on this song, but also the blend of Demi's voice, you know, with The Main and just the instrumentals. I'm just still in shock, and I love that song. That's just my number one. And then on a close second, Give Your Heart a Break with Burt McCracken from The Used. Such a good song, one of my favorites when I was younger, and the duet version of this song, again, mixed with like that rock aspect, blew me away. So loving that, and then Tell Me You Love Me. Like, hello, that song was already amazing. Add some more drums into it, some more powerhouse vocals from Miss Lovato, and somehow I love it even more. So if you guys haven't heard the rock versions of the songs that you love from Demi Lovato, go check them out. You will not be disappointed. That is mostly what I've been listening to recently. I am scared for the Spotify Wrapped to come out for this year because I've honestly been all over the place with who I've been listening to, and I feel like we didn't get a ton of new music this year, at least with the artists that I listen to. I was hoping for more new albums and stuff like that, but you know, some singles have been rolling in, so that typically means new albums. So I think there's going to be a lot more music in 2024. I'm hoping for a big return from some of my favorite artists, like Machine Gun Kelly, who just dropped a song with T Grizzly, The Sopranos, and I typically don't like rap or trap or whatever you guys want to call it, stuff like that, but that song is amazing. If you haven't heard of it, go check it out. It came out very recently, and MGK just totally tears it up, so I've been listening to that, but I'm hoping for a completely new album from him in 2024. I'm hoping for new music from Dua Lipa, like I already mentioned. Obviously, Taylor Swift's re-recordings shall continue in 2024. I just know that. Justin Bieber, I would love a new album from him. I'd love to hear a new album from Jaden Hossler. I feel like he's in a new era right now, so it would be really cool to hear from him. He just came out with a song that I've been listening to nonstop, Chrome Hearted. If you guys haven't heard it, it's definitely different for him, but I love that. So definitely give that a listen. I'm desperate for new music from the 1975, which I have a feeling is on its way. I'm actually seeing them a few times in the upcoming week, so I'm excited about that. Who else? Who else are we missing, guys? Always hoping for new music from my favorite artists, especially like Post Malone. Would love to hear another new album from him. I'm greedy. I know he just came out with one this summer, but I always want more. I'm super excited to hear Tate McRae's new album coming out next month, which we definitely have to go over. And that's pretty much it. Always looking for new music, though. So let me know what you guys have been listening to. Let me know what new artists you've discovered recently. I'm very excited to hear about that. Definitely stay tuned for some more interviews, some more new weekend new music features. Definitely we'll be revamping the reality chat segments because the new season of Vanderpump Rules is starting in January. So I think I'm just going to cover every episode. I'm really, really excited for that. They just put out a teaser for season 11 and it looks wild. So give that a watch too. Let me know what you think. But I'm going to leave you guys to it. I hope this helped you find some new artists or songs because I've kind of been in a drought. I mean, I found a lot, but again, we're going back to being greedy. I always want more new music. So hopefully this helped you guys. I can't wait to hear what you've been listening to. And I think that's pretty much it. As always, I'm not going to let you guys go without leaving you with my one final message. Stay safe out there, friends. And wash your damn hands.